Good morning. Today is Friday, the 30th of March. Joining us this morning from the California Highway Patrol HR Division.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Well, sort of. We do a little of everything over there, so yeah.
Oh, okay. It doesn't look like you're doing a lot of copying today.
No, well, it's casual Thursday.
Casual March.
It's casual.
Oh, gee. Are you ready for our Why Do We Say It? And then we can find out where Paul is.
Yeah. Where is that guy?
Poor Larry.
I didn't see Larry.
It's been like
this
3
morning.
Months of promising he was going to show up.
Oh, man.
Or at least be brought along. Hoodlum.
Huh.
Why do we say hoodlum?
Oh, God. Hoodlum. I don't say hoodlum, by the way.
Right? Okay.
But I've heard the term.
No, I'm sure you have other euphemisms that you will utilize.
Yeah. How much of a delay do you have on this microphone there, Winston?
Oh. 30, 40 minutes.
Hoodlum. I have no idea why people say hoodlum.
According to oral tradition, one of the most notorious ruffians of the Barbary Coast was only known as Muldoon. As a leader of a large gang, he commanded so much muscle that authorities were afraid to order his arrest. During a cleanup campaign led by a San Francisco newspaper, a reporter had a great idea. Instead of referring directly to the notorious underworld boss, he spelled the name backwards. As Noodlum. Then he changed the initial letter from N to H. Readers weren't long in figuring out who the mysterious hoodlum was, and talk about his exploits propelled the made-up word into general speech. That's a story that's still current in some parts of California, but wordsmiths believe it came from German immigrants. So you had two chances to get close.
Yeah, so if it wasn't that,
both.
It was something way,
yes.
Way, way different then.
In
huh?
German, the word hoodlump means wretch or miserable fellow, and thus a scoundrel. I like the other one.
The one has a story, and the other one's German and makes sense as well.
Yeah, and you said that with the proper
German
inflection.
German ingenuity.
Oh, boy. So what's keeping you busy these days?
Well, so I am actually, hopefully sometime today, going to find out where my promotional spot will be.
Oh, is this like your last hurrah?
Very well, yeah, probably. Well, yeah, probably, at least for a great while. So I'm number 9 on the promotional list, which it's a statewide list, and they sent out 22 offers. So, and I put in for everything just to get off that
list. Del Norte?
So there was nothing in Del Norte. There was Trinity River.
I understand
River.
There's an opening. Somebody is not there as often as he was before.
Oh, well, see, Larry is a handsome captain, and I don't have those qualities nor that rank. And so, a handsome captain, yeah.
Oh,
it's a special.
So you don't qualify on many facets.
Yeah. There's only one Larry DP, the captain here, and so yeah, I would not qualify for that position.
Do you qualify for?
I qualify for a sergeant position, and not much else. To
and
be honest,
a sergeant
with you.
Is.
So it goes cadet, officer, sergeant, lieutenant, captain, which is what Larry DP is. And then after that, I think it goes handsome captain, and then assistant chief.
And then in charge of.
And then headquarter position. Yeah.
So a sergeant is obviously it's a bump in pay and a change in responsibilities.
Oh, God. I hope so.
Oh, you didn't get that edict.
I hope so.
Yeah. So being a sergeant, it's middle management, right?
Yeah, first line supervisor type thing. Yeah, so we'll see where I go. The list was all over the state. There was only two things up here in Northern Division, which was Trinity River and Alturas.
River is Weaverville?
Weaverville, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and Alturas, I mean, I might as well promote into some other place. It's in Northern Division, but it's so far away.
From everybody.
Exactly. And then there was Oakland, Castro Valley, Redwood City, Monterey, Ventura, which is where I was born and raised. That'd be fun. And then it went.
Well, there's a song about it, too.
Ventura Highway.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Sweet memories of that song in the back. Unrestrained in a 1972 Nova.
I stumbled onto something somewhere, and it was a series of America songs.
Oh,
huh? It was like, How long ago was that? Oh, never mind.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but, you know, the funny thing is you hear those songs now and...
they're still there.
They're not old, at least to me anyway. Right. They're just great. You know, yeah. Just great.
Yeah, some of the good ones are always the good ones.
Oh, yeah.
So pretty much you won't be in the neighborhood for a period of time.
No, I will for sure not be in Humboldt. I will for sure not be in Del Norte County. I will for sure not be in Mendocino County. Might be in Trinity County.
Oh, did you put in for Trinity County?
Yeah, I put that number one. So what you do is you kind of rake.
Kinda, you're in the neighborhood at least.
Yeah.
Come home on the weekends.
Come home on the weekends and see Larry and you know all the local people. Let them
so know. Does Trinity County then under the umbrella of Redding or under the umbrella of Arcata?
Well, so it's actually under the umbrella of Northern Division. So within Northern Division.
Oh, so it's an independent.
Yeah, it's its own location. Field office. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So out of the, what do we have, 115 field offices, something like that. And then in Northern Division, there's 17, I believe. So it's one of the 17 field offices in Northern Division. Yeah. So there's Humboldt, like Crescent City. What else? Ukiah, Trinity River, obviously. Yreka, Mount Shasta, Redding, Red Bluff.
Well, there's enough guys for the round table.
Yeah, there's ample opportunity to, you know, to find an office that suits your liking up here.
So Trinity County, as I understand, there's no municipal because there's no city. Okay, no city cops to help out. You got sheriffs.
Sheriffs, yeah.
And the Forest Service?
Yeah, there's a variety of, there's
That's
Forest
about all
Service.
She wrote? Is there anybody else?
There may be state parks. I don't know.
Yeah, I would... Okay.
If I get Trinity River, I'll definitely find that stuff out.
You'll get to know the lakes a little bit more intimately, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that would be interesting. I mean, Weaverville certainly is an intriguing little spot, but in the middle of winter, the intrigue kind of dissipates.
Yeah.
You know, somebody leaves the freezer open for about 2.5 months.
Right, right.
Yeah. you got snow tires on your rig?
I can. Very easily. If they're going to promote me, I'll have some.
You'll have a set? Yeah. And a snow cat. It's 8:19.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about Chicken of the Sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning. I guess a short timer, huh? How quick do they get, Victor, how quick will they move you? I mean, the list comes out, let's say, next week.
Well,
do you then have a couple of months, or does the office have a couple of months then to backfill into your position, or for you to transition with somebody before you go on and then you transition at that point? I mean, how does that succession occur?
So for promotion and on the sergeant's list, at least, it is they give you a reporting date, and so in my case, it's May 2nd. And then by our policy,
oh, so you already know when you're out.
Yeah, I already know.
Okay,
I just don't know where to where I'm going. And
pack the car, just don't make that first turn.
Right, right.
Yeah, okay.
Do I fill the tank all the way or just halfway? And do I pack a jacket or shorts? You know.
Perfect.
That type of thing. But May 2nd will be whatever my reporting date is. And I'm thinking the list will come out sometime today.
You know what I mean? It's okay. So you do get at least a month.
Well, by policy, they have to give you 30-day notice, you know. Isn't that nice, right?
Yeah. Policy, huh? The state has policies.
Yeah.
Wow.
And 30 whole days to let you know where your destiny will lie.
Yeah. Well, I would think, you know, for those, now you did get notification, though, that you are going to get something.
Right, yeah. Well, because they
So then you can start the wheels rolling. I'm thinking of some of the guys down south who, you know, who knows, but to sell the house.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, that's not a two-week process.
No. Right.
Yeah, if somebody was inclined in that direction. So it just 30 days is interesting. But I guess, you know, if it's part of the system, everybody kind of knows it, and you just adjust to it.
You adjust to it, yep. That's the game with the California Highway Patrol. They tell you plenty of information, and then you get to adjust to it.
Oh, so did the family help you choose?
Yeah. It's for example, like Barstow and Needles were on the list, and as romantic as that sounds, not to me, but
Needles is high on the honeymoon list.
Can you imagine working Needles? Oh Lord. And for your listeners in Needles, I apologize, but thank you.
Like we got listeners in Needles. Now, we might, if some of your buddies hear about that reference, they may pass it on.
Yeah.
The internet's a strange and wonderful thing, right?
Oh, my gosh. It really, really. It is strange and wonderful and quite unfortunate sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. So everybody kind of felt comfortable that if Weaverville was what you got, that was okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, there was 22 choices,
yeah,
right, and
well, we figure Mike, you mentioned Monterey was one of them,
yeah,
okay,
mm-hmm.
Probably 90% listed Monterey.
Well, yeah, it's Monterey, right?
Yeah,
you know, and now you do talk about romantic getaways, yeah, Monterey,
and then some of it probably got cut back because they then realized what the housing costs were.
Yeah, yeah, it's out of the realm of possibility probably for a lot of people throughout the state. Whereas if you can be a little more dynamic and be willing to give some concessions, yeah, Monterey could be the place for you. Same thing with Ventura. Like I said, I was born and raised there, but when I put it on my like hierarchy of choices, it was number 9, I believe. Not that I wouldn't want to do that. I love Ventura. I mean, near perfect weather, scenery, beaches. But, you know, it would be a task for me to get down to Ventura. You know?
Yeah. Well, I would like to think that when everybody was kind of working their list, that you're looking at things like crime rate and the cultural environment and the natural environment and all these various things that come into consideration.
Uh-huh.
Do you find sometimes some of the guys that have transferred up here and they last short times?
Oh, right.
that they don't do that, or they don't appreciate it, or they don't pre-visit? Yeah, take a week and go and drive into the, you know, if you've got four, drive those four communities and see and feel and touch and experience what each of those are like.
I think most do. I know when I transferred up here in 2012, I certainly did that. However, I was still surprised at how, in relationship to what I was used to in Southern California.
You can say we're different and weird. It's okay. We take pride in that, darn it.
It took me a while to acclimate. Yeah, it took me a while to acclimate to certainly the people. And there's things literally I had never done on this job. I'd never pulled a dead deer out of the road or I'd never dealt with Native Americans either in Southern California.
Okay.
Never. There's a lot of other things. And then, but the biggest thing for me was it was just very slow compared to what I was used to in Southern California, where when I transferred here in 2012, we were on 12-hour shifts. And I remember in Southern California, your day just evaporates. It goes by so quickly because you're working and going call to call and writing your reports and engaging. And then up here, I mean, you can go a few hours without, you know, getting a call sometimes. And, you know, there was a few times where
you see that like that, that's a bad thing.
Well, at the time it was, you know, because I was not used to it. I was definitely not used to it. Now I think I'm a little too used to it. And if I went back to Southern California, I feel like I would be thrown to the wolves again.
Well, that's part of it. Do you get a chance to talk to whoever the person was that's leaving the position that you applied are interested in to find out, you know, is it just they found something else, so they're going to another lily pad in the pond, or if they're retiring out, or, if, you know, those types of things?
That does happen, yeah, sometimes. Or if you know, like in my case, I actually know some people who work in that office. So I've talked to them. Actually, some good friends from Crescent City.
I bet you they're thrilled.
Yeah, they're like, come on over. Yeah. Come on over, Victor.
Yeah. It's 8:30.
Something big.
Okay, it's a nice ride.
It's going to happen.
Stand by playback.
And now.
Live. Real Red Meat Radio.
I keep forgetting I'm president.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Victor Aguilar, short-termer in the Arcata Swamp Division.
Yep.
Yeah. So when you go to a sergeant, obviously the surroundings change. Do your job responsibilities change also? I mean, will you be able to take advantage of the HR that you've learned and kind of and developed that skill set, or is it now time to go into something entirely different and recruitment isn't part of what you are responsible for?
Well, so yes and no. It is a completely different job, obviously, and different rank, different job, different location. However, we have, you know, the California Highway Patrol, we have the saying where we're all recruiters in function, and so that will start, that will continue. You know, I'll just have more, I guess, backlog knowledge of how to answer questions when people ask and things like that.
That is the way you guys have handcuffs. You're not Shanghaiing people.
Yeah, well, some people, we don't recruit everybody.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I guess we...
Some just get a citation and they drive off, okay.
I put people into two categories. At least that's my goal. I mean, I either want to hire you or I want you to be a fan of the California Highway Patrol. Even if our interaction ends with you being in handcuffs. You know, when I was down in Southern California working graveyards for 7 years, my partner and I, we had this goal of getting a thank you from everybody that we dropped off at the jail. And for the most part, we did get that, but that was because we treated everybody like a human being. We were respectful with people, and we kind of outlined the fact that because of your actions, now we have to react to that action, and we're going to have to go downtown. You're going to have to figure out this out another way. You're no longer going to be, you know, in this scenario. You're no longer whatever it was. You can't drive anymore or whatever. And
so how do you learn that skill set of fight or flight?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of normal.
Yeah.
Or if you are dealing with folks, you know, sometimes you want to put on a hard outer shell, right? So you got the stare and the glare and all that stuff, because that's kind of what's coming at you. Then you know you don't want to appear to be the have them be the dominant and you be the passive. Okay. But it sounds like there's some other tools in that toolkit.
Right.
Instead of just being as gruff as they are and to match that level, or if they're emotional, you're emotional. If they're logical, you're logical. How do you develop that?
I'll tell you what, it is one of those things where you learn by doing oftentimes. But yeah, mirroring emotion, mirroring language sometimes can be effective. However, sometimes it can be detrimental to an engagement, right? You know, where if someone is very aggressive, you as the responding officer thrown into that equation, you know, just by virtue of your occupation, you don't know why they're aggressive oftentimes or what occurred in their history which caused them to be where they are now. And so to mirror that, all you're doing is essentially escalating it, right? You're not making it better. And so, you know, what we found, at least my partner and I, in dealing with some of these people, was that, you know, we had enough, I guess, confidence in our ability to do our job that we didn't have to be the alpha wolf in the equation all the time. If they wanted to take control or the facade of control, oftentimes we were fine with that.
You're still the one that has the gun.
We're ultimately we're going to do our job.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. We can either do it in a very humankind effective way, or we can steamroll people. Which, you know, I mean,
occasionally just, that probably has to happen.
Sometimes that does occur, but that's not the first option. It never was for us, you know, working graves, because, to be honest with you, I always wanted to go home without an injury or without, you know, a bad story to tell. I wanted to go home and just resume my normal life when it was over. I didn't want to feel bad for things I had done or said to people. And so, you know, with that premise always at the forefront of our mind, we were so effective, and we arrested so many people. We helped so many people. We responded to so many incidents and consoled people. And, you know, we were ourselves.
Just,
you know,
being.
I mean? Yeah, but we always knew if we had to play that ultimate card and, you know, essentially, completely dominate, we always knew we had that ability. But it was never the first option.
Yeah, that confidence that would be there.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you do get to Weaverville, I just was thinking, the different types of engagements that you guys would have. Mm-hmm. 101, probably a lot more drug related, shock and awe. Either under the substance, under the influence of,
right,
or transporting, or just in that culture. Mm-hmm. When I think of 299, I think more beer. The lakes.
It could, you know, be,
and
yeah.
Going,
yeah,
back and forth the weekend,
yeah,
going up and then coming back down. Is that accurate?
Well, I'm sure it is. You know, obviously not having ever worked there, I don't know for sure. But, you know, that's why we do have those 115 field offices, because this job is very regional. You know, when I came up from Southern California, some of the things I did down there worked up here, but some of them I had to learn brand new, as if I was just new on the job.
Like your deer.
Yeah, like the deer and certain things with like Native Americans and their culture, and certain things that we should not be handling, or a way of talking to people.
To better understand.
Right, yeah. It wasn't that I wasn't willing to do that. I just didn't know. I just didn't know.
Ignorance, rather.
Right, but, yeah. Or like the Hmong people. I remember dealing with them, and was it the Hmong? But there's a group where if you make eye contact, it's very bad. It's a challenge. And
oh, kind of like with dogs?
Yeah, and here...
Not to be pejorative, but I mean, if there's the eye contact,
right,
that's the engagement, or that's,
mm-hmm,
the game on, so
right,
to speak.
Yeah. Or if you go into a scenario in certain cultures, you talk to the husband. You do not talk to the wife. Mm. And, you know, whether that's wrong, right, or otherwise, you have to respect that, especially if you want to be effective at your job. But these are things that, you know, you kind of, like I said, you learn by doing.
I would think that would be challenging if you've grown up one way. Let's say, okay, the ultimate PC house, right? So everybody's independent of one another, but now you're into a situation and the culture is very matriarchal or patriarchal.
Right, right. Yeah.
The comfort level of that would be really weird, talking to somebody and they're representing another.
Yeah. That's why I always tell you, if you're being human and kind to people and respectful, you can't go wrong. You cannot go wrong. If that is on your lead foot, and that's always like the first tool you take out of your toolbox, you can't go wrong, because at least you can say, well, I didn't know. I apologize. It will not happen again. And the context of your sincerity and, you know, the countenance on your face and everything will hopefully fill in the rest of those blanks.
Yeah, I would think reality counts for a fair amount.
Right, right.
KINS, yeah. News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back talking shop this morning with Victor Aguilar from the California Highway Patrol.
Hurrah.
Yeah, points unknown.
Yeah. Here for a short time.
Yeah. So how do they backfill your position? Or your position, anybody's position when they go out? I know in the past, there's been a bridge. Mm-hmm. Somebody will step in, it won't be permanent, and then then suddenly, mysteriously, it becomes permanent, and they carry on.
So for field positions, you know, offices get a certain amount of officers. For administrative positions, which is what I have, if I recall correctly, when somebody leaves, so in my case, they have to re-justify the position, and then they can backfill it.
Either based on your efficiencies or ineffectiveness?
Yeah, yeah.
So see what happens when we don't get somebody that's good here?
In my case, they may say, well, Victor's leaving. We're going to need two people to do what he was doing.
Oh, I see. Working that legacy thing, huh? It's change is always exciting, and it's always challenging as well. One way or the other.
But that's life, though, right?
Yeah, that's how you grow.
That's how you grow, experience new things. And if I had never come up here to Humboldt County from Southern California, there were certain life lessons and experiences I may have never had, certain people I've never would have encountered.
Buddies.
Yeah. Deer. Cultures.
You keep banging on this deer thing.
Taking all those dead deers on. Falling trees. I never experienced falling trees across the highway. I remember the first time I got a call that I literally did not know what to do other than park my patrol vehicle and tell people, well, the road's closed. I don't know for how long or how we're going to get rid of this tree, but it's closed for the time being.
Hopefully it was a larger tree than like a little older.
Yeah, probably me being from Southern California, it was a branch. And it was just this confusing branch.
Rhododendron bush?
Yeah. Or like the blackberry thorns. Yeah. What do I do?
that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh. So you're out of here in a couple of weeks, and then we may see you in the future, and you may just kind of fade into lore.
Well, you know, that's the hope. I mean, I do love Humboldt. It really it does remind me of when I grew up in Ventura. We would go to this town called Ojai, and I think Arcata and Eureka and some of these parts have a distinct – it reminds me of that, the speed and the kind of the values and things like that. And obviously the ocean, you know, gosh – that's always been in my life, always. And so here it is, here in Humboldt. So
2.5 hours away, it's a little different. And I don't think that the lakes are big enough to be tidally influenced.
No.
The Great Lakes.
Yeah, but I do love it up here, and love living in Myrtletown, and I love my neighbors. So ideally, I'd like to get back.
Well, if the troops are here,
yeah,
you'll just be able to drive 299 blindfolded after about 6 months.
Yeah, hopefully.
I remember that. I can remember lying in bed. Family cabin was in Trinity County. And mm-hmm. I can close my eyes and drive it.
Oh, really?
Turn by turn.
You do get used to it.
I mean, after a period of time, you know where things are. Mm-hmm. I would think the concept of having the highway closed, though, was a little bizarre.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For me, it was.
So it would be a little different, you know, being out there and mm-hmm. having truly be self-reliant, but it's kind of like earthquakes.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're accustomed to that and floods and snow. I mean, so it's not that mm-hmm. unique.
Yeah.
Transferable skills, isn't that what they say?
That's right, yeah. And also diminishable skills, right? Perishable skills.
Well, that comes with age. But thanks for bringing it up. All right, well, good luck. And, you know, whenever you're in the neighborhood, pop in.
Yeah, and I'll tell Larry, you know, he's next on the docket.
You're gonna warn
hopefully.
Him?
I'll tell handsome Captain Larry DP that.
Handsome Larry. Yeah, I won't recognize that one. Thanks for coming by, bud.
Have a great one.
All right. See you everybody tomorrow.